Now on that very occasion there were some present who reported to about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus responded and said to them,
do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans just because they have suffered this fate?
No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or do you think that those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them were worse offenders than all the other people who live in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Ooh. And he began telling this parable. Man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and did not find any. And he said to the vineyard keeper, look, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without. But if not, cut it down.
Sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent over double and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, woman, you are freed from your sickness. The synagogue leader indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath began saying to the crowd in response, there are 6 days during which work should be done. So come during them and get healed and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, you hypocrites, does each of you on the Sabbath not untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? And this woman, a daughter of Abraham, as she is, this restraint on the Sabbath day. And as he said this, all his opponents were being humiliated.
So he was saying, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and threw into his own garden. And it grew and became a tree. And the birds of the sky nested in its branches. And again, he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like a leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 satai of flour until it was all leavened. And he was passing through one city and village after another, teaching and proceeding on his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who are being saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin standing outside and knocking on the door, saying, Lord, open up to us. And he then will answer and say to you, I do not know where you are from.
Then you will begin saying, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And yet he will say, I do not know where you are from. Leave me all you evildoers. In that place there will be gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, yourselves being thrown out. And they will come and west, and from north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be to them. Better.
just as a hen gathers her young under her wings, and you were unwilling. Behold, your house is left to you desolate, and I say to you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.